Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Ryan Richards. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Richards. Once again, would you state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Ryan Richards. My ADC number is 147570.
Mr. Richards, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for the one allegation on your right. This is your revocation hearing. And based on the information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on August the 1st of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir. I am a board attorney.
Okay, sir. Let me introduce you to the board members who are participating in your hearing today. They are, to my left, your right, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of me is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Mr. Richards and Mr. Westby, both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God and you swear for it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Richards, as you indicated, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it once I read it, but you tell me whether it's true or false, sir.
Okay.
And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 6, as demonstrated by your being in possession of 31 rounds of 22 caliber ammunition on or about July 1, 2018 at the Pima Reentrance Center. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. Based upon the admission of Mr. Richards, I move the crime that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision. He was the report he had or may have left into criminal ways or companies.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and I'm stopping it by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis. Okay, sir, now we're going into phase two of the hearing, but before I go into phase two, I'm just going to make this comment, and you don't have to respond. But today's date, according to information that I'm looking at, must be the 15th of August. And what I see, you're going to be released on the 28th of August. I don't care what we do. If that is the case, we can give you a number, or we can go with your hearing. Either way, I'm not suggesting that you kill your number, but I just want to give you that option because for such a short period of time, it's going to take a number of days, if not weeks, for you to be released at any rate. Therefore, do you want to continue with your hearing, or do you want to kill your number, sir?
I want to continue with my hearing.
Okay, sir. We should move forward with your hearing. Okay, now we're going into phase two of your hearing, and we're going to phase two of your hearing, and but we begin phase two by receiving some background information from you, sir, and once we get that information, we'll be back to meet and talk with you, sir. So if you remain quiet, as Mr. Westby now will present some background information on you, sir. Mr. Westby, sir.
On December 28th, 2017, Mr. Richards was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 1st, 2018 by the ADC staff and criminal charges. He was back in ADC custody July 1st, 2018, with a projected community supervision ending on August 28th, 2018, 0 discount days. Current conviction, 2014, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, each for 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 1999, marijuana violation, 3.5 years. 1999, dangerous drug violation, 3.5 years. 2000, theft, 1 year. 2006, marijuana violation, 1 year. This is the second term in DOC, CUIR score 3-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. gang information notes. He self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang West Coast Crips in Yuma. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, TIS release completion, 6 months. 2007, TIS release to a detainer, completed 1 month. His disciplinary violations are significant and lengthy, with tampering with the security device, sex acts, alcohol, drugs, and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 1994, assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1994, trespassing, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1995, sex abuse, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1996, escape, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1998, kidnapping, Arizona, fine. 1998, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1999, marijuana violation, Arizona, guilty of sanction. 1999, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G7V8. A federal has a 1996 juvenile adjudication for sex abuse.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Richards, we are back to you, sir. Based on information that we see, when you were released, you were to reside with Ms. Lily Madison at 2112 East 14th Place in Yuma, Arizona. And then you were referred to the Behavioral System Southwest, also located in Tucson at 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson. Do you know why you are? Were those the two places where you resided, sir?
Yes, sir.
Did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir. And I come here on employment awaiting my arrival. I worked for my uncle who went to the Sofa Day. I have a number of people like you to come and verify that I have the opportunity to wait for
me. Well, we take your word for that, but what kind of work do you do with your uncle, sir?
He has a tow company and he had a truck driver.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good profession and we wish you the best, but we take your word for it because we know we can tell that you would be a great, that you are a great truck driver. We also take note that, as we stated, that you were referred to for your drug testing and you were referred to the Community Health Association for Mental Health, Anger Management and Substance Abuse Programming. Did you complete any of those programs, sir, or what happened with those programs, sir?
When I looked at the program, they transferred me to Sidetrack or to the community place to do everything instead of the 98 treatment, and that's sort of why I was in at Canada. But while I was getting incarcerated, I've been taking NA classes and doing stuff to better myself and to get past my
paradigm. I'm taking the NA courses. I do take note, apparently you were positive for something called methamphetamine. How long have you been using meth, sir?
I first started using when I was 4 years old, sir.
And you were using a great deal of meth, sir, based on what I'm reading here. The cutoff level was 500, and you were all the way up to 20,000. You must have been using a great deal of methamphetamine, sir. So where were you getting it from? Somebody just, some of your friends that giving it to you? Were you buying it? Or what was going on with that, sir?
Just a
pastor that's
just showing my brother to make it with no more. I had two deaths in the family a week apart, but I was very depressed at that moment.
Please accept the board's condolences for the death in your families. We understand that. Let me just ask just one other question, man. This ammunition and stuff that you had in your possession, all of that, well, according to the warrant, what was going on with that, sir? Did you actually have it, or what was going on there, sir? Did you actually bring it into the primary reentry Center, and where else, sir?
That was an insertion of the lack of probation and insertion of my home before I came to prison on the group on the church. And I didn't think any of that stuff was in my property anymore. And at the time that I came up to the Tucson Ranch, I was putting my clothing into storage. And the PO told me to grab a different bucket, different tub that had my clothing in it because they don't need to bring the bigger tub. And that was one of my winter clothing in it. I didn't have any idea that was in my clothing. I thought all that stuff was going on. I thought it was behind it.
Okay, so all of that had been in your clothing all while you were incarcerated, sir, and so when they came and searched, they found it, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, had you had that before, in the past, or how did it end up in your house or your residence, sir?
I went hunting with a cousin, and just so happened that it ended up having the ammunition when we separated, and I just put it in my jacket and forgot all about it. And when probation searched, I thought all that was sticking out of my house. So I didn't know that that was still there until they removed it from my jacket that didn't count.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Well, at this time, let me see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Board members, any questions at this time for Mr. Richards? I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, sir. We're coming to us nearing the end of your hearing. And with that being the case, this is your hearing. We're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Nothing, just that. I know I can be a productive member of society, and all I ask is that I'm given a chance. I'm doing everything possible, and I'm sure to be my best, and making sure that my past is with me.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much. Now we're going to ask that you remain quiet as the bill goes into discussion. And in keeping with the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona, this will be the first time that board members will have had an opportunity to discuss your case. But we do everything in the open, so we ask that you stay on the phone, listen to us as we go into this discussion. So at this time, the board is going into discussion, and if you will remain quiet, then you will hear what we are saying, sir. Now, this is an unfortunate situation for Mr. Richards. We do understand that he had a situation. We had two things that caught my interest. One is the ammunition that was in his possession. He said that it was in his jacket, and he did not know that it was there, but it just so happened that it was there. It was at the Penal Reentry Center. And the other concern was that while he was out, he also used something called methamphetamine. And with that being said, I don't feel that at this time that it would be appropriate to release him in as much as he's going to be out in such a short period of time at any rate. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion at this time, see where it goes. And my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Richards did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, and that based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-93, as well as his using methamphetamine and being in possession of some ammunition, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be released on the 18th of August, which is just around the corner, so to speak, sir. We wish you the best, and we look forward to your working with your uncle, and we know that you will be successful once you are back out in the community. Thank you so very much, and if you will be kind enough to put the CO3 back on the phone, we would certainly appreciate it, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.